The DA calls on the Department of Basic Education to engage with the departments of police, whom are responsible to protect citizens and property. Further engage the Department of Public Works, whom are custodians of the buildings in which schools are located, so as to implement a plan of action to protect school infrastructure against criminals. The Department of Basic Education on Tuesday reported in a portfolio committee that 148 schools in KZN and Gauteng were vandalized during the ANC-sponsored violent looting and unrest. This is in addition to the 1,882 schools that were vandalized since March 2020. The damage caused in Gauteng and KZN in schools will cost the department over 140 million. What is more disappointing is to note that outside of the unrest, many schools have experienced repeated cases of vandalism. In Gauteng alone, 138 schools were affected more than once, which shows the department's inability to work with the departments of police, public works, and treasury to ensure that proper resources are allocated to protect and repair school infrastructure. In addition to our call to the department, the DA has called that the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education conduct oversight inspections in Gauteng next week and KZN so that we can see the realities on the ground and provide solutions. Secondly, the department should conduct a cost-benefit analysis on vandalism repairs of school infrastructure versus the possibility of implementing private insurance or security. Thirdly, the department should engage with communities in which schools are located on plans that are in place to protect local infrastructure. Number four, the department should adequately work with SAPS, who have the relevant policing resources to cater to the needs of communities, provide relevant intelligence, and arrest those that are caught and found guilty. Number five, there is a need for a plan to be put in place to address infrastructure backlogs and to protect existing infrastructure so as to channel resources to rebuilding mud and asbestos school. The department further reported that in the Western Cape, they have the lowest vandalism cases at only 59 schools, which most of them have been repaired. This has been attributed to the low number of cases to the additional 175 patrols that have been implemented in the province. Therefore, it is important that the department takes notes and learn from this. The DA will further be visiting Lukolweni Senior Primary in Manfred in the Eastern Cape on Thursday to liaise with stakeholders to contribute to infrastructure projects and to arrange official handover in the months to come. There is a need to coordinate with private donors as well as government departments, as the solutions to our school infrastructure problems are multifaceted.